Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I'm coming to answer your colour and style questions. What have we got today? So Diane said, I'm a simple scarf person and like to wear them in the cooler to cold months. I don't like them all fluffy. I'm assuming you mean large. But I seem to always buy the long rectangle ones and feel like they are too much. How do you determine the smaller sizes and are they actually squares instead? I would like to up my game but don't know where to start. So one of the things with a lot of scarves is they're very wide and so they can be too voluminous. It's also looking at what kind of fabric they're made from as well. Because something that is made of a fabric that's stiffer is going to stand further away from your body versus something that is kind of more drapey will kind of go into itself. So look at, you know, if I kind of like twirl it up, like if I kind of try and crunch it, so, you know, does it kind of still kind of expand outwards or does it come into itself? Because you'll find then that if it kind of drapes into itself, is it, you know, like you'll find then it doesn't look as large as if it's something that kind of stands out from itself. It also depends on how you tie it as well, because you can do things, particularly with those larger scarves, of twisting them up before you tie it. And that's actually going to take the volume out of it. Because what I'm really hearing here is there's just too much volume in a lot of scarves for you. A thought, cut them in half. So cut them in half, hem the raw edge, and, you know, give away one to a friend. And then you've got one that hasn't got as much volume in it as there's an option as well. If you are finding there's just too much. Now, if you just want something small and kind of that really doesn't do too much, a square scarf of about, I think it's about 22 inches, works well. So kind of like a square, this sort of kind of size. It's not teeny tiny, but it gives you enough that you can tie up. And then look at too, again, at the fabrics. Anything too stiff is going to stand out too much. So maybe think about, you know, square scarves, because then if you fold them into a triangle, you can just do a small knot behind the back of your head, then you can actually just quite easily tie them up. So that is another option if you're just liking less volume. And in fact, you could even do things like you just go, you know, there's just too much. Sometimes even if you just go, I always wear this scarf this way, you could actually even sew two sides of it together so it just doesn't slide around and create more volume than you want. Cut my big ones vertically. Yeah, so cutting a big scarf vertically really gets rid of so much scarf. Like there's often way too much fabric in scarves. Sometimes what I'm looking for sometimes with a rectangular scarf is a scarf that's only about this wide. So about, I don't know, about 15, 20 centimeters. I'm trying to think what that is in measurements. If you are listening to this, an infinity scarves is another thing that I'll do is sometimes too is you can then join two ends together to create infinity scarf. Or what I'll do is I'll take the two ends of a long rectangular scarf. And then I actually take them diagonally opposite corners. I knot them at the corners and then put the knot behind my head, come around, twist it around and put the other side around. That creates an infinity scarf without feeling like you've got too much volume or it's going to kind of flop and fall around, because that can be one of those things with scarves that if they feel like they're getting in the way, then they become annoying. So that is something to think about. But yeah, definitely smaller scarves if you're finding you have too much volume in them, and looking at the fabric, they are the two kind of biggest keys to working out whether the scarf is the right one for you or not. Hopefully that helps. I might come back another day and talk a bit more about scarves again, because I know they are a hot topic. Lene said, I'm just wondering, do all women move into the very light palettes as they age and hair grays, or do those with dark eyes or skin remain darker? It's some of the darker skins will remain darker, and some grey hair remains very dark. It really depends if you get the light grey or the dark grey. So it depends on what colours you go, and that is up to each person. So yes, more typically what happens with age is even if we start with dark hair, we might start going, you know, grey from dark, and then gradually as the percentage of grey, you know, becomes white, That hair lightens up. And so that kind of lightens it up. But some people remain a dark grey for an awfully long time versus other people go straight to light grey. It really depends how fast and depends what colour your hair was to start with as well. If you start from a very dark versus very light, like I look at my own hair journey. Now, I started going grey at 15, but I was a dark grey until probably my early 40s, and then I probably would have been classed as a light grey, and then by the time I decided to go blonde, I was a very, like, you know, I was about 80% grey, and so that was when I went, you know, I've now got enough a grey that I can go blonde without it breaking all my hair off, because of whatever is dark that is left. But even the dark elements of my hair, it's even if I look at the dark now. So when I was very young, my hair was about a level kind of 1 to 2. It was a very dark kind of brown, black, if you'd looked at those hairs. Now, what is left of the brown that I have left now is actually probably no darker than a level 5. So even though I still have some dark hairs left, they are not as dark as they used to be. And what was interesting is my eyebrows faded first. So this is where too, looking at eyebrows, eyes as well. Like if we have very thick, heavy eyebrows and they're very dark, that adds more depth to your face than if someone has kind of fairly light or sparse eyebrows. And also lighter coloured eyes. So those things can also influence. But just dark eyes is not going to keep you in a dark group. If you have gone otherwise fair, what you become is a higher contrast light person, not a dark person, you know, still remaining in depth. So really depends on how you age. But generally what happens, so we've got that value scale. So value just means how light to darker colour is. And we look at a hairdresser's book and basically a level 1's a black and a level 10's a light blonde. And that's where I am now. I'm at level 10 to give you an idea. So we think about that. So we tend to move up that as we go grey. So the lighter you get, your overall ideal value goes lighter. Then we have the warmth to coolness. And what's interesting is we tend to get a little bit more towards the middle of that. If we might have started out extremely warm or extremely cool, we start actually becoming a bit closer to the middle. We tend to, and that's maybe because of all the gray in us, that the way the pigments change. And then we have our intensity. So we've got our brightness to our gray down, smoky, muted, whatever you want to call it. Kind of colors. So we think about very gray versus very bright over here, and we really just move down that brightness scale as we age as well. But what can happen sometimes is once we've gone through the gray phase, if we end up with that very bright white hair, we can actually become a little bit brighter again. So sometimes I'll notice people, they go through the gray phase and then they come back out to a little bit brightness. And this is where those real pastel colors work so well, the really milky pastel colors that have a little bit more life and brightness start to work really well. And it's when we've gone that complete white, rather than remaining in that kind of gray or salt and pepper sort of look. So there you go. But if you have very dark skin, and it really depends how much hair you have too, and if that goes really dark, if it's a dark gray, if it's a light gray, all these things come into the equation. Last question. Lindy, can I wear faded denim as a neutral? And how about teal? So absolutely, faded denim. We do see the kind of denim blues and things as being quite neutral because they're faded and they're muted. So remember, when we're making neutrals, we've got different ways of making neutrals. We can make a neutral by adding a lot of black to a colour. So making a very, very dark version. We can make a neutral by adding a lot of grey to a colour. So this is where the kind of faded denims come in, is that they've got that kind of more greyed out, less obvious blue appearance. So yes, that can be. But teal is never really a colour that, like, we can turn it into a very dark version to make it into a neutral, but it's really never a neutral as such. I mean, here I've got a teal blankie. It's still always seen as more of a colour. So I would say that teal is less a neutral. Now, what I love about teal, though, it is a brilliant colour to have in your wardrobe because, honestly, it mixes and matches with so many different colours. I've got some teal cardigans, and they are workhorses because they go with everything. And this is, I think, because teal has that element of warm and cool. It has that element of yellow from the green, and it has the element of blue, and so I find it works beautifully with purple, it works great with red, it works great with pink, it works beautifully with blues. Like, it just, you know, it would work beautifully with yellow. It works with orange. I mean, honestly, teal is a brilliant color, but it's still a color. It's not a neutral. So thank you for sending me your questions. Please send more. My pot is now pretty much empty. That was the last question today. So please send me more questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what it is that you want to know. And of course, if you want to understand more about what your colors are, the colors that suit you, how to put them together, what your contrast level is, what is your ideal value, all these words I've been talking that might be confusing, this is what is all inside my 7 Steps to Style program. So I do recommend, if this is something you want to know, it'll save you a fortune, honestly. You know, they say that women, you know, waste about $900 a year on clothes they never wear. That doesn't include the clothes that they don't wear often. So, you know, if you want to save that money and actually start buying and building a wardrobe full of clothes that you love, then color is the first great step. And that's just one of the steps in my 7 Steps to Style program. So I do recommend, if this is something, if you're sick of like going out, trying, buying, returning, not being sure, having stuff you don't wear, you know, get yourself educated, get yourself empowered, and then shop as a more discerning, empowered buyer rather than being at the mercy of the retail world. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.